'tis the season, and I'm not talking about Christmas season. I'm talking about tax filing season. That's where we are right now. Between now and mid-April is the time frame that most U.S.-based individuals and businesses file their income tax returns. So if you're looking for someone to help file your taxes right now, stay tuned to this episode of Tax Problem Solved, where I share with you five things to watch out for when choosing a tax return professional. I'm Deltrice Hart Anderson, keeping the IRS out of the pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts of taxpayers. Let's go. The reason why it's important that you carefully choose a tax preparer is because of the type of work that I do. I specialize in helping people resolve back tax issues, such as negotiating settlements with the IRS, preparing those 2 to 6 years of unfiled returns in a manner that lessens the blow once the IRS receives them, addressing those nasty letters that people get from the IRS. I stop bank levies and wage garnishments, so things like that. With that being said, when people come to me for that back tax help or tax relief, one of the first conversations we have is about how the problem started in the first place. How did you end up in tax trouble? So very often, the story starts with three words: my tax preparer. And then they go into the reasons like the preparer didn't file the proper tax return, or they made a mistake and didn't know how to correct it, or they said they gave the tax preparer certain information or a little bit of information, and then next thing you know, they had a business or whatever the case may be. I even hear stories where people will come in and say, my tax preparer's office got shut down by the IRS, or my tax preparer went to prison. And guys, it's really a serious situation because I hear that at least 2 or 3 times a month. So the problem with most of the answers that I get, regardless to what your tax preparer does or does not do, at the end of the day, you are responsible for whatever information is placed on your tax return. Now, the IRS is going to come after you first, not the preparer. Sometimes they come after the preparer, i.e. when they go to prison or when their businesses are shut down, but you are still ultimately responsible for what's on your tax return. So this is why you should choose a tax return professional wisely. Now, let me just give you a little side note just to say that we are all humans, right? Everyone can make a mistake on a tax return. And I'm not talking about those professionals. I'm not talking about the honest tax return preparers that's putting out quality work, giving you great education on your taxes, right? I'm not talking about them because mistakes can happen, right? I'm talking about the deliberate ones. I'm talking about those that have no regard for your tax return or anyone else's tax return for that matter. I'm talking about the ones that are trying to get you the maximum refund by any means necessary and end up messing up your tax return, causing you to owe money to the IRS, causing you to get nasty letters from the IRS and state, okay? Those are the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about the bad actors that will steal your identity, steal your social security number, your banking information, have some of a refund that's not even owed to you come into their bank account, and then you're getting some. Some, I'm talking about those that will give you one tax return with one number on it, but they file a different tax return. And then you end up coming to someone like me to straighten the mess out. Those are the ones that I am wanting you to steer clear of. So let's jump in to these five things that you need to watch out for. when choosing a tax return professional. Number one, just because you go to one of the big box tax offices does not mean that you're getting the best quality of tax professional. Not all tax professionals are created equally. I was reminded by a few of my tax preparer colleagues that oftentimes the big box tax offices will hire new people and they will have a few weeks of education in taxes, and then they will be allowed to prepare tax returns without any supervision. That's just the reality. And with places now being short-staffed as they are, that's probably more so the reality than not. Now, keep in mind, I'm not knocking the big box tax offices. Matter of fact, when I started out, I had 2 years of training directly from the IRS, and then I went to one of the big box tax offices. I stayed there many years before starting my own practice. So again, not knocking them. Just know that if you have a complicated tax return, then you may want to go and ask for someone with experience. And it's okay to ask for someone with experience because you are ultimately responsible for the accuracy of your tax return. Number two, the letters CPA do not automatically mean tax preparation expert. Now, I have many CPA friends throughout this country. I talk to a lot of them on a regular basis, weekly, okay? But they will tell you themselves if they are not experts in tax preparation. Some of them do things other than tax preparation. Now, some of them are great at tax preparation. Matter of fact, I will refer my clients that just need tax prep only. I'll refer them out to CPAs. I'll refer them out to EAs, other EAs, because I'm an EA myself. I'll refer them out to tax professionals that have the right credentials to file with the IRS. But all I'm saying is a CPA can specialize in something other than tax preparation, and it's okay. There are a multitude of other areas in the accounting, tax, and finance departments. There are some CPAs that will tell you, oh no, I don't want to do tax preparation. So don't think that just because you see the letter CPA that they will automatically be the right person to prepare your tax return. And there again, like anything else, they may prepare taxes, but just ask them, how many years of experience do they have? Are they familiar with your type of specific tax situation? And there again, it's perfectly okay to ask, because it, again, and I hate to sound like a broken record, it is your ultimate responsibility to ensure that you have an accurate tax return. Number three, choose a professional that's open year-round. The reason why I'm saying this is you may have questions about your tax return that's going to come up throughout the year, and you do not want to end up choosing a tax professional or a tax office that you cannot get a hold of after April 15th. Now, I'm saying this, but also understand, guys, that when you are getting your taxes prepared, that is actually the service that you're paying for. Tax preparation services, unless you already have it prearranged or you arrange after the tax prep service for year-round services, okay? When you do find a preparer, a tax return preparer who is open year-round, you should expect to pay something for those year-round services outside of your tax preparation fee, okay? Just keep that in mind. But that is going to be the professional that you want to be with, because things just don't come up in your tax life January through April. If you are doing your tax life, if you're treating your tax life right, then you are wanting, you will want to talk to your tax preparer throughout the year. Number four, understand that the best preparers are probably going to ask you tons of questions and may require a whole lot of documentation, especially if this is your first time with that preparer or the first couple of years with that preparer. And the reason that they're doing this is because they want to be able to protect you as well as themselves. Another reason why they're going to do this is because they want to make sure that you get the best deductions out there, and they don't want you to pay any more in taxes than you should. Remember, I said in most cases, tax preparers, they want to do the right thing. So when you find those preparers that just get your W-2, but then you end up with a whole business on your tax return, and you didn't tell them anything about a business or a child or a family member, but you see all these things on your tax return, you didn't give them a financial statement, a profit and loss statement, a balance sheet, any bank statements, none of the above, but you end up with this tax return that doesn't even look like your financial situation, you should be very cautious, okay? As a matter of fact, you should run. And by the way, don't pay that person, because that person has provided you with a fraudulent tax return. Most good tax preparers that are very thorough in gathering records and receipts are going to ask you for a good bit of information. Give them the information, okay? That can only help you. And then just feel comfortable. Just know, oh, okay, I have a good tax preparer. But again, guys, please, please, please do not engage any tax preparer that will automatically tell you that you can just give them a W-2 or just give them a little bit of information and they got you. They'll take care of you. Make them explain to you what they put on your tax return and why. Don't let them try to file your tax return with a pay stub January through April. Now, there are some instances where you may only be able to file with a pay stub, but the IRS doesn't even allow that this time of year. Please, guys, get you someone that cares about you and your tax return, okay? Number five, choose a tax preparer that is authorized to electronically submit your tax return to the IRS and that has a P-10, P-T-I-N. Let me explain. Any preparer that is authorized to electronically submit your tax return to the IRS and the states for that matter, that person is called an IRS e-file provider. That means that they have gone through an IRS suitability check. And that suitability check means that they are compliant with their own taxes. They have passed a criminal background check. And the IRS deems that they are suitable to handle other people's tax returns. Okay? Now, that being said, the P-10, which is also the Preparer Tax Identification Number. Okay, so this P-10 or Preparer Tax Identification Number identifies whoever prepared your tax return. So the IRS will identify them with that number. When they see that P-10 on your tax return, they know a specific person did your tax return. And this is the IRS's way of trying to weed out the bad actors. Because if the IRS starts seeing a pattern of things that don't look quite right on a tax return, and they notice that it's all coming from one particular P10, then they can identify that person and get them out of the tax filing game. Okay. So if your tax professional does not have a P10, then say no to them preparing your tax return. So guys, let me just give you a bonus. When you have multiple years of unfiled tax returns, when you're receiving letters from the IRS or state, when you owe back taxes, then you may need more than a tax return professional. It's okay. That's when you start seeking out the alphabet soup. Look for an IRS enrolled agent, or EA for short. Look for a certified public accountant, or CPA for short. Look for an attorney, because these are the only three credentials or professionals that can assist you with your IRS or state income tax problems. And even though they have the credentials, you still have to do your research. You still have to make sure that they understand tax problems and how to get you out of tax problems, okay? Lots of times your professional may refer you to a tax relief expert that is an IRS enrolled agent or a CPA. And it's okay. They'll do that, and then you can go right back to your tax professional, okay? I work with, as an IRS enrolled agent, I work with many tax professionals across the country. They will refer their clients to me in tax trouble, and I send them right back to them after their tax problem is solved so that they can continue the tax preparation relationship, okay? So guys, that's all I have for you today. I just want you to be careful out in these streets, because this time of year could get very, very brutal. People are vying for your business. They will try to sell you wolf tickets. They'll promise you big refunds. They'll promise you fast ways to get your refund. They'll even say, I'll give you the cheapest price. I'll match what whomever is trying to offer you. But remember, you're going to get what you pay for. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So my parting words for you for this episode is, find someone where at the end of the day, you'll be able to sleep at night. I'm Deltrice Hart Anderson, keeping the IRS out of the pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts of taxpayers. Till next time, bye y'all.